This is episode number 2419 of the Who Cares News for Tuesday, April 4th, 2023. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Warner Brothers Discovery is looking to close the deal to produce a Harry Potter television series because there are no new ideas in Hollywood.
There's none. No. Yeah, but you know what? Now they got to cast a whole bunch of new kids, you know? Because the other kids are all grown up.
All grown up.
They can't use them.
No, you can't. It won't
be the same. Well, it's never the same. What am I saying?
Never the same. A TV series is never the same. Part two, a sequel is never the same. Really.
Listen, The Mandalorian, I would put it up against probably half of the best Star Wars films.
Really?
It's that good. Oh, it's so good. Yeah.
Well, the project would be directly based on J.K. Rowling's best-selling book series rather than an in-universe spinoff such as the Fantastic Beasts films.
Yeah.
So each season would reportedly draw from one of the books, suggesting an ongoing franchise that would stretch for years for the studio.
So
years!
There were 8 Harry Potter books, I believe. Is it 8? So that's 8 seasons.
Yeah, they could do 8 of them?
I think there's 7 or 8. I didn't read any of them.
Well,
I've only seen bits and pieces of the movies, but I know most of the storylines and, you know, whatever.
Well, I told myself, I mean, I'm planning to read Harry Potter. I've been planning to read Harry Potter.
Well, okay.
But if there's 8 of them, that's a commitment.
Oh, wow. You should have read them when the kids were reading them, right?
Right.
Back when it was the thing to do. But no, I know you're probably reading Twilight.
I did read Twilight. I did.
And so there, who had time for
the first
Harry
one
Potter
was my favorite. The first book
Twilight.
Was my favorite. Well, and then they had to go make the dang movie and run it all for
and
me.
And then 50 Shades. Pretty sure you read that too.
You know, I did read 50 Shades. I was not a fan of the writing.
Who cares about the writing? Oh my God, it was 50 Shades.
Not to mention the fact I've read far worse in you know, historical fiction novels.
historical
it was
fiction.
Really. You know, 50 Shades
was nothing.
Oh, you
mean the ones with Fabio on the cover?
Oh, yeah, the ones with Fabio.
Flowing hair and the big chest.
I tried to avoid the ones with
the big
Fabio
chest.
On the cover. But I've read my share of historical novels. Come on now.
Oh, my God.
Under the deal, Rowling would maintain a degree of creative involvement with the series.
Well, she would have to, yeah.
I would if I were her.
Well, yeah, of course. And then it's a paycheck.
Well, she would not serve as primary creator or showrunner.
No, and they can't. They can't. She doesn't know how to do TV shows. She really didn't know how to do movies.
No, and talk about a pain in the butt.
Yeah, she is kind of a pain in the butt. She's not P.L. Travers pain in the butt, but she's up there from what I understand.
Whatever. She's rich. Yeah. Sources close to the situation say the studio is looking to air the series under its streamer, HBO Max, soon to be combined with Discovery. They keep saying that, Discovery Plus.
Well, yeah, it's coming out this
branded,
summer.
Oh, branded under a new name.
Yeah, they're going to change the name. They're going to change the name.
What, to Magnolia? Well, Martha Stewart's gearing up for a sexy summer.
Oh, my God.
And that's a good thing.
Oh, my God.
They say.
You know, have you seen her in the Skechers commercials? I mean, she does a lot of commercials.
Yeah.
But in the Skechers commercials,
there's
she does
cute ones out there.
The floor exercise into the new Skechers where you don't have to tie your shoes.
I like this commercial where she has the tattoo of Snoop on.
That's the same one.
Yes.
Yeah, she's getting the tattoo. Yeah.
She has some cute commercials, I will say.
She's Martha Effin Stewart.
The 81-year-old told Page Six at the Broadway opening of Life of Pi this week that she absolutely plans on sharing more thirst trap photos over the coming months. Thirst trap Martha. Yeah.
This is like 2 years ago she did that one on the side of her pool.
You'll see what's coming. She cheekily teased. Good stuff.
Good stuff.
However, she declined to go into detail about what she hopes to share.
You know, if it's me, and stuff that I get excited about is food. So she's a judge on Chopped, so she should do a little food porn.
I was watching a comedian clip earlier today, like earlier this, well, it is early right now, but this morning, and It's like, you better be nice to old people. They got stories, right? So, like, you know, there's one of them. If you're talking to an old person now, it's like, here's Grandma, and she's standing beside Charles Lindbergh as he flies.
Oh my God.
And then he said, but old people, you know, coming up, it's going to be like, oh, look, there's a picture of my food. And a picture of the food that I thought I would eat.
And my phone.
And a picture. That'll be the older people here,
that's
you know,
it. Yeah, to heck several with years the, from now. Anything. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's funny.
So anyway, Martha says she wasn't surprised by the fuss her previous sultry photo generated.
Fuss.
People like pretty pictures. And she added she isn't fazed by the fact that she's garnering this kind of attention as an older woman. I don't think about that. I don't think about age.
Well, no, of course not.
She's like gnaws on CBD gummies all day.
Yeah, right? Like, she's not thinking about anything. Like,
product testing, of course.
Yeah, that's right. I got to make sure these gummies
yeah.
do the job.
Uh-huh.
She's 81.
Uh-huh.
She's probably going to live to be 120.
Richer than snot.
Well, and so at 120, she'll have the secret to success in living that long.
Yeah.
And she'll have it. I guarantee you, she will have it.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is, but she'll reveal it then. Maybe she will, maybe she won't.
Maybe she will, maybe
but she will live to be, probably outlive all of us, as a matter of fact. Oh, my God. Look for more Thirst Trap from Martha in your socials. Follow Martha Stewart, whatever. I was going to apologize to somebody, but I don't have anybody to apologize to. Oh, we'll apologize to Snoop. Apologies to Snoop Dogg and also to Halle Berry.
I was gonna alarm there for a second.
Yeah, people to apologize. Have yourself a great day. More news tomorrow. Till then,
that's all the news you can care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.